This is the Composer's Datebook for July 25th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1937, one of Aaron Copland's less familiar works had its premiere performance on the radio. The radio premiere was the result of a commission from the Columbia Broadcasting System and was premiered by the CBS Symphony. This work has at least three different titles. Originally titled simply Music for Radio, as requested by the network, it was given the more colorful name Saga of the Prairies as the result of an on-air listener contest sponsored by CBS. Later, when Copland himself published the music, it bore the title Prairie Journal. So, take your pick. Copland received a $500 commission, quite generous in those days, and was thrilled that his music would reach millions of listeners with a single broadcast. Today, new music by contemporary composers is still commissioned by radio stations and radio networks. In 1993, this music, titled Still Movement with Him, was commissioned from Aaron J. Kernis by American Public Radio, now Public Radio International, and broadcast on one of their national program offerings. In this case, however, the actual concert premiere occurred in Princeton, New Jersey, before the radio broadcast, with pianist Christopher O'Reilly. Still Movement with Him is one of a series of elegiac works by Kernis, written in memory of American composer Stephen Albert, who was killed in a car accident the year before. For more information, visit our website, composersdatebook.org. And while you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.